It's the Hit List with Kent Teach, and this week it's all about hashtag I'm in charge, speaking to young teachers from all across Kent about why they got into teaching, their favourite part of teaching, advice for students who are maybe looking into becoming a teacher when they leave school. And I have Xavier on Skype. So Xavier, how did it all begin for you?
When I did my dissertation, it was about children who had been excluded from school when they were secondary age children. But when I spoke to most of them, a lot of them had found primary school really difficult and a lot of them couldn't read to the standard that they should be able to. So I wanted to become a primary school teacher to make sure that no children ever left my class not being able to read and therefore struggling in the future.
So obviously that's some of the reasons why you became a teacher. Anything else?
I'd already thought about it, and then I worked as an attendance officer, and the same issues were coming up with children who didn't want to go to school as well as children who were excluded from school, was because they couldn't access the curriculum, so they were either messing around or just not turning up to school, and I wanted to just make sure that those issues weren't going to be a problem in the future.
So the hashtag I'm in charge is all about getting students from across Kent to let us know what they would do if they were in charge of their class or their school for the day. And some of the suggestions that have been coming in on social media are so, so good. So Xavier, can you think of a time where you did something a bit different for your class?
We were reading Meerkat Mail, and the children, we had a meerkat in our classroom, which was Sunny the meerkat, and the children came in after playtime and we discovered that Sunny the meerkat had been kidnapped. So whatever we were going to do in that lesson, or whatever they thought we were going to do in that lesson, we stopped and we did wanted posters and we wrote descriptions of the jackal who was in the story that we thought had stolen Sunny, and they were really excited to do that, and some of them were really scared, so we did have to reassure the ones who were really scared about the jackal being in school, but they really loved that lesson.
So many teachers have been talking about their first day. Can you remember back to yours? Were you nervous? How did it go?
I can remember the first lesson when I was training, and the teacher was still in the class, but just went, we discussed that I was going to do that lesson, and she just went, okay, now it's your turn. And it was really daunting. And just to have all of the children looking at you was so worrying to start with. But as soon as I started speaking and started getting the children involved in the lesson and asking questions and things, it was fine. It was a sigh of relief that it was fine.
That's good. Right. Before I let you go, two more questions. First question, if there's a student listening to this who's maybe considering becoming a teacher when they leave school, what would you say to them?
I'd say they need to be prepared for hard work, especially in the first few years, like the training, and then your first year as a newly qualified teacher is really hard work because everything's new to you. And when you've been training, you've got people in the classroom with you, but when you are qualified, that's your classroom then. And also to be prepared that it's not a 9 till 3 job, and it's not a job with 13 weeks holiday a year. It is a 7 till 5 job, coming home, working in the evenings and working a lot of weekends, but it is worth it.
Right, before I let you go, one final question. So the hashtag I'm in charge is all about getting students from Kent to let us know what they would do if they were in charge of their school or class for a day. And I'm going to put that question to you. If money wasn't an issue, if the possibilities were endless, Xavier, what would you do for your class and why?
If money was no object, it would be a trip. For example, if we were doing the snail and the whale, a trip to go whale watching or something like that. Or this, if it was money and also possibilities were no question, it would be being able to, we're doing dinosaurs this term, and being able to go back in time and see the dinosaurs.